This topic may feel tender. For some single mothers, sexuality is connected to love, longing, grief, shame, trauma, confusion, pleasure, regret, desire, loneliness, faith, and hope for marriage. You may have been taught that sexual desire itself is dirty. You may have been told that your past defines you. You may feel embarrassed because you still desire affection, touch, romance, and sexual intimacy, but Christian faith does not require you to hate your body. Your body is not shameful. Your desire is not disgusting. Your past is not your name. Your motherhood does not erase your womanhood. God created women as whole persons, spiritual, emotional, relational, and embodied. Genesis 1 teaches that male and female are created in God's image. Psalm 139 reminds us that the body is wonderfully made. This does not mean every desire should be. It means desire should be brought honestly to Christ. Sexual self-care means you learn to notice what is happening in your body, heart, imagination, loneliness, stress, grief, and hope. You ask, what am I really needing? Am I lonely? Am I grieving? Am I seeking comfort? Am I wanting to feel desirable? Am I hoping for covenant love? Am I tempted to settle for attention that will not honor Christ or protect my future? This course does not shame sexual desire, and it does not encourage sexual compromise. It teaches honest stewardship. 1 Corinthians 6:12 gives a helpful question. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of anything. The issue is not only, may I do this? The deeper questions are, is this beneficial? Is this mastering me? Does this honor Christ? Does this strengthen self-control? Does this help me walk with self-respect? Sexual self-care may include prayer, rest, wise boundaries, healthcare, trusted counsel, healing support, and a clear plan for lonely or vulnerable moments. For some women, it may also include discerning private sexual self-care as a matter of Christian freedom and conscience. For others, the faithful line is abstaining altogether. No woman should be pressured either way. Each woman must discern before Christ, scripture, conscience, wise counsel, and her local church guidance. Reflection question, what would it mean for you to bring desire to Christ without shame and without compromise? Gentle next step, write one sentence that begins, in Christ, my body is not shameful and my desire can be stewarded